and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Mike DeBusky. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez insisting he will not resign despite being indicted on federal bribery charges.
The court of public opinion is no substitute for our revered justice system. We cannot set aside the presumption of innocence for political expediency when the harm is irrevocable.
Menendez says he will be exonerated. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin joined striking auto workers at a plant in his state. President Biden is expected to join a picket line in Michigan tomorrow. On Wednesday, former President Trump will address a group of union workers. More than 200 Armenian refugees are believed to be dead after an explosion at a fuel warehouse in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Thousands of ethnic Armenians have left the breakaway region after the Azerbaijani military reclaimed control. This is ABC News. 22 years after the 9/11 attack, FDNY officials say 343 members have died of 9/11-related illnesses. That's equal to the number of firefighters killed that day. A white Texas gunman will pay millions following a racist attack.
Patrick Cruzius was sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in July after pleading guilty to federal hate crime charges for storming a Texas Walmart in 2019 and killing 23 people in a racist attack targeting Hispanic shoppers. Now he's agreed to pay more than $5 million to the families of his victims. Police say Cruzius drove to the El Paso store, opening fire on Hispanics with an AK-47-style assault rifle. The payout to victims comes after the Justice Department proposed changes earlier this year for the accounts of federal prisoners with large balances to ensure victims are paid restitution. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Amazon is investing up to $4 billion in AI startup Anthropic. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in Wisconsin would prevent candidates who lose partisan primaries from running in a general election as a write-in bid. The legislation was introduced by Republican State Senator Van Wangard and Republican State Assemblyman John Macko. They say the bill would close a loophole in an existing state law barring candidates from running in more than one partisan primary at the same time. The bill also cites a 1974 U.S. Supreme Court ruling which barred a candidate from running as an independent if they had been registered with a political party within the previous year. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers introduced surprise legislation yesterday that could fund the state's child care providers. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, a draft of the bill includes provisions for a paid family leave program, additional higher education funding, and a state workforce development program. The Senate Committee on Organization voted unanimously to introduce the bill and referred it to the Senate Committee on Economic Development and Technical Colleges. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
South Minneapolis. Check them out at vinaigrettemn.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today, Matt and Patrick here. Michael Broadcorp coming up here, our Vikings guy. We'll talk about all that coming up here a little bit later on. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Patrick, how are you, my friend?
Doing all right. We're enjoying some rain this weekend and into today.
I walked from the car to here. I mean, it is pouring outside right now, which is great. I'm not complaining. Did you notice how everything greened up real fast again? But it is absolutely pouring out. Expect just for your commute home this afternoon, expect that to be a little bit of extra time because, frankly, we're just not used to driving on wet roads. And I noticed a lot of people going, 40, 35, 40 miles an hour on highways. So just, keep that in mind as you're heading off to home this evening. Drive safe and be careful. But thank goodness for the rain because I'd rather have it now than have it as I thought it was going to do, which is the day everything froze, we were going to get like a foot of rain and then it was going to freeze solid and that was going to be with us for the rest of the winter. That's kind of how I thought it was going to come back. But it definitely is coming down and heavy right now in the Twin Cities Metro. Not like Duluth. You saw the pictures from Duluth?
Yeah, that's, I think, the second time in just a few weeks that they've had some flooding issues.
It raining like crazy up there. So, just keep that in mind if you're heading up north. It's raining across the state, which is a good thing. It is a good thing. 952-946-6205. You were at the Twins game yesterday. Was it a full house with our division clinching home squad there? Was it a full house there?
Oh, not at all. It was actually kind of what I expected. Between the game didn't mean anything and the Vikings playing at the same time, it was a fairly sparse crowd yesterday.
Okay. So this weekend, first of all, I posted the pictures from Thursday night, including a nice picture of Patrick out there with Brett and myself. You can see those on the social media pages but we posted that we had a little get together of some of the people there. Great to see everyone. It was great to see everyone. It was a really good get together. We did that on Saturday. I went to see The Importance of Being Earnest. Have you ever seen The Importance of Being Earnest?
I have not.
It is a laugh riot. It still holds up well today. It is a laugh riot. It is very funny. If you haven't seen that, the Guthrie's got that going on. Go see that. It's worth it. It absolutely is. It is. We're just so blessed with good theater in this town. It really is amazing. So we got that. We had that. And then yesterday it was. So I got to. We have to with coordinate schedules a little bit because my youngest is now working. And so I got to find a day for her to do apple picking. Plus, there was homecoming for them this weekend. So it was a wash to go apple picking this weekend. I'm going to go next weekend. So this weekend we did to the Arboretum, and I got a bunch of photos I'm going to post on a little bit later on, maybe even one or two calendar images for the upcoming calendar year. But went on out there. Not perfect yet. Not perfect. The next 2 weeks will be spectacular. The next 2 weeks, mark my words, the first two weekends in October, actually it's the last week day of September, first week day of October this weekend, and then the next weekend after that, get out to the Arboretum. It will be in pure bloom, and it will be fantastic because that's one of the best parts about Minnesota is we get the very different, unique seasons, and fall is just gorgeous. Pumpkins are out. It was great to fun. So I got out there. I will do the apple or picking thing. I will say this. I'm a little bothered with our teasing friends over at the University of Minnesota. I don't know, Patrick, if you've seen it, but they have apparently come up with a brand new variety of apple just waiting for us to dine on and enjoy, and they're being meanie pants about it.
I have heard about this new apple. Haven't read much about it, but I heard this was kind of a big deal when we've got a new species of apple we invented.
Well, and by the way, and just how you said it there, can I just, at what point do they, that apple will eat you? It's got a mouth. And it's really pissed. We've been doing genetic testing on it for years. So run. The University of Minnesota has unraveled a new variety of apple, which will be available at grocery stores in the coming years. Coming years, damn it! Well, is it available at the high-end grocery stores already? You peasants enjoy your Macintosh. We're gonna have the new one called Kudos. Yeah, that's it, Kudos.
If you see somebody in a black robe and hoodie at the grocery store, I mean, they're headed into the secret apple dungeon.
Yeah, they could be. Well, that's secret apple dungeon. I'd love to talk about my birthday party last year, but no, it has nothing to do with that. They're not gonna put it in a dungeon. They're gonna put it in the window, saying, and we all, just as the common folk, are gonna walk past the window and watch wealthy people as Kudos juice dribbles down their chin. It's going to be horrible. You're a tease. This is a University of Minnesota College of Food and Agriculture's Natural Resource Sciences announces the horticulturists at the school have developed a new variety of apple, MN33 Kudos apple. It was developed crossing the Honeycrisp and the Zestar apple varieties with some badger. No, not really. No, delicious. The badger really comes through. No, it has no badger in it. It's a sister of the Sweet Tango apple. Oh, Sweet Tango. Sweet Tango is my favorite variety of apple. Sweet Tango. I'll tango all over the place, man. It has a crisp, juicy texture. Oh, yes. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tastes sweet with occasional tropical overtones. Oh, yes. Oh, tropical, crisp, juicy. Oh, yes.
Are you even going to make it through this description?
I am not going to. This is they're cruel. Just don't say a thing and then just kudos everywhere. Kudos. There you go. That's all you have to do. The new apple is a blush red color harvested in late September, and it wants you to harvest it. It was released in nurseries for propagation last year. Is that what they call it now, kids? The youth says orchards have been placing orders for trees. Still, the tree takes several years to bear fruit, so consumers will not be able to purchase the apple right away. University of Minnesota, give me one of them. Seriously, I got a place in my backyard ready to grow. Oh, I'll take care of it. Oh, I'll take care of it good. I'll prune that sucker all day long, man. Well, I won't do that. I mean, that's actually, you know, kind of counterproductive. But University of Minnesota, give me one of these trees, man. I know this, that people are trying to break in. You know where they do this at. If you go out to the Arboretum, there's that fencing there with barbed wire on it. I'm surprised there isn't a guard tower with a guy with a gun on the damn thing. Apparently, people tried to break into their, you know, genetic harvesting labs and steal saplings of the new apples. It's amazing. You're just a tease. You're just a tease, University of Minnesota. How do I like those apples? I don't know. I can't have them yet. Give me one of the trees. I'll grow it. I'll take care of it. I'll love it like my own. And I'll probably actually place it higher on the, I mean, one or two of the kids, definitely below the apple tree. But I'll keep it. And I'll harvest every freaking apple off that thing every single year. Yeah, some bees. Okay, wait a second. All right, no, I'll take the bees. I'll take the bees. I just want the apples. University of Minnesota, after what you did to us with the Northwestern, come on. By the way, speaking of which, just really briefly here, if I can touch on this. This town sucks canal water for football. It does. It just does. It's horrible here. I mean, Broadcorp will talk about the Viking stuff. I might even throw a gopher line or two in there when he calls in with us coming up in a little more than an hour. But I am not going to pass up the opportunity to throw the arguments for that new stadium back in the face of the people who campaigned for it. The arguments they were making were that it will bring you championships. Stadiums bring you championships. Ha! No, you know what brings you championships? Drafting an offensive lineman or a secondary during the draft, as opposed to being stupid mules that keep going in there and saying, wait a second, there's a wide receiver available. We don't need a wide receiver. We need offensive line help and secondary help. And guess what? Next year, we're going to need offensive line help and secondary help. And guess what? And guess what? They're going to, hey, there's a shiny object over here. Let's get that. Another wide receiver. We got 19 now. Stop it. Anyway, I digress. Stadiums don't build your championships. That was your argument. I never said that. That's what you guys were saying. Stadiums bring you championships. Stadiums bring you championships. The other thing you guys said is it's a point of civic pride. This town is, you know, about to become the frickin' purge, man. Civic pride. Holy gosh, have you been on any of the social media pages in the last 24 hours? Not exactly happy campers. No. I post that out there, and of course I get the people who was like, it's, man, come on, there's concerts, there's Final Fours. Okay. First of all, we talked about the actual cost plus the additional costs of all the other stuff we had to do. I mean, this was about a $2 billion stadium, $2 billion. And if you can't roll that freaking around in your head and saying, wait a second, we just built a billionaire, a $2 billion taxpayer, mostly taxpayer-funded stadium, and we basically handed them the key so that even when a Taylor Swift comes in concert or a premier soccer team comes over and plays an exhibition match, most of that money goes to, if it doesn't go to the you know, Taylor Swift, it goes to the Wills. I mean, that's part of the deal. And they basically jam that money in their pocket faster than they can. When we do get a Final Four or something like that, they take over the entire downtown. They demand we build additional infrastructure like cell phone towers for all the dignitaries coming into town. They demand that no restaurant within a 100 square block radius or whatever the damn thing was can serve anything but the beer that they say. They actually even, some places even got shut down because they weren't team players. Because God forbid someone in the downtown of Minneapolis actually want to get a beer they want to get as opposed to the one forced upon them. I'm going to read from you an article I wrote. This is up on Progressive Citizen X, and I wrote this in August of 2016. Because back then, and Patrick, that was well before you were here, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't here until 2020.
This was 4 years ago, and I talked about the stadium and the cost of the stadium. Because there was, at this point, we built what's now Huntington Bank Stadium over at the University of Minnesota. And I said this, I mean, that's different. That's the University of Minnesota. That's a public school. That's different, although I don't know if you needed to make it so big because you got plenty of available seating in that place. I mean, my gosh, I mean, it looked like fewer people were at the Northwestern game in Northwestern than were at the University of Minnesota Duluth game I was at the weekend before. And amazing. I mean, it's just, you know, you build these big stadiums and, you know, a lot of those seats are sitting empty. So, but that's different. That's a college football stadium. The Twins built a stadium at the same time, and basically, and the Vikings were left out of that. And I honestly think a big part of that was Red McCombs and Joe Sensor when he made his Republican comments. They became the Republican Party of Minnesota Vikings, and that cost them a stadium getting built. But eventually, you know, I think that they put in a new rules that basically say we're not going to be political, which, you know, and they basically said we need this, and so, you know. And frankly, I still think to me, it sure seems really weird that all of a sudden we need a new stadium and suddenly, oh, well, we're pouring in the middle of a massive snowstorm, tons of water on top of the Metrodome. Oh, look, it collapsed. Really? Really? Oh, okay. That being said, they built it. And we talked about whether or not it generates things. And one of the metrics I talked about back then was how much spending? So if we as taxpayers spend a certain amount of money on a stadium, how much money needs to be generated by a certain percentage of that crowd going to any individual game for us to stimulate the same kind of spending in the community? Which, once again, to a point, you know, is kind of difficult because A lot of the, I think a lot of the parking ramps now are kind of around the stadium are at least tied to the Vikings in some capacity. And they basically, there's not a lot of restaurants or anything because they have a big old opening feast out on the plaza there before the game. So I'm going to read from this article. Now let's accept reality. The primary tenant of this facility, the Vikings, will be playing a total of 10 games a year in it. Now this is prior to the 17 game season. So it could be 10 or 11 games per year in it. The stadium will likely be considered old and outdated in 25 years at the time the next owner starts flying to Portland or Salt Lake City or St. Louis, taking tours of undeveloped regions just to scare Minnesotans into building the next stadium. 25 years times 10 games is 250. That means we just paid, as taxpayers, $4 million per game, and that's very likely on the low end. Is there anything else you would like to pay $4 million to put on even one time in the Twin Cities? When we get blown out by Arizona at home 42-3 in 17 years, we just paid $4 million for that honor. No, stadiums don't pay for themselves. If they did, the billionaire owners would build them themselves and leave local governments completely out of the loop. The players mostly live in tax-free states, not in Minnesota, and the Vikings owners are currently from New Jersey. Over the long run, we're going to take a massive loss on this facility. I think the community should help the sports team build stadiums. I do. There is a value in having major sports in a town. The Twin Stadium, Target Field, is a great example how to build a stadium affordably. That team plays 81 games home season per season in a building that costs taxpayers around $300 million. Factoring in the same 25 years of games, 25 years times 81 games per year, then divide $300 million by that number, and you get about $148,000 per game. A bargain comparatively, and you make the very reasonable argument that 20,000 fans at any given game spend only $7 each outside the stadium. You've actually encouraged spending in the community that's more than the cost per game. You follow that, Patrick, how I got to that?
Yep, I think so.
All right. So basically, a family of four just has to spend $28 outside of the stadium, and you basically have generated that kind of economy back. To get that rate of return, the Vikings would have to have every seat filled for every game, 66,000, and every person who goes to the game would need to spend $66 each game to offset the $4 million. That's $66 outside of the stadium. Not in the stadium, not the beers, not the food you get there, not the merch you buy there, but $66 outside the stadium in the local economy to offset the $4 million per game that we spend there. For a family of five, that's $330 each game outside of the stadium. That just will not happen. The entire concept of stadiums today is to make every purchase an internal one, dramatically limiting non-team-related meal, parking, souvenir sales around the facility. The Vikings don't want any competition on any level. Even suing to put a Wells Fargo sign that they felt was too damaging to their view removed, which they did. It doesn't make us any money. It's a complete loss. And you can say to yourself, well, I got to see Britney Spears because I'm a big fan of Britney Spears. Well, that's fine. I think Britney Spears could play Target Field. She could play the X. She could have played Target Center. She could have played the old Metrodome. That could be the case. But what my point is this. Get out of the house. You don't have to waste your Sundays or your Saturdays for that matter. Sitting around watching a team. I don't know how better way to say this than this. The Vikings just don't care. They're getting their money. They're jamming their pockets full every single game. They don't care. They don't really care about the quality of the team. They don't care about this because they know for at least 5 or 10 years they're going to have a crap product and they'll still sell out every game. They don't care. And this does not going to make us any money in the market, even with a concert every night that the Vikings aren't playing there. It just will not, and we won't have that. That building sits empty a lot of nights. No, the reality is, as if you have any sanity whatsoever, just don't waste your time. You're never going to get satisfaction from this team. You're never going to get satisfaction from that stadium. Just go out to an arboretum. Go to an apple orchard. Go on out there. Spend some time with your kids. And limit your exposure to this. Not because I'm a bad fan. It's because I know when I'm getting ripped off. And it's tough to watch as many people in this town say, rip me off more. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Steve, I'll take your call after the break. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
The place for autumn fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this fall. Head over on Tuesday, September 26th for the Gut Buckets. Wednesday, September 27th, it's Colby Straka. And on Thursday, September 28th, it's the Ice Holes. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of eight or more are highly recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, autumn fun is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
Join the team that saves lives. About 2,300 people in Minnesota are waiting for a life-saving transplant at this very moment. And while men are more likely to need a transplant, they're less likely than women to register as organ donors. No matter your age or health, let's help tackle the waiting list. Make your game plan to register as a donor today at life-source.org. That's life-source.org. Sponsored by LifeSource, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. How many times did I hear the same people saying, you want to give $40,000 in taxpayer money to the Guthrie Theater? You're wasting my money. See, the same exact people. You know, $2 billion is a good amount of money to pay for a football team. You know, that's just an investment. God, you would only wish the Vikings delivered pound for pound like the Guthrie Theater does. Seriously, the Guthrie Theater, last year I saw five or six plays there, which was just outstanding. Yeah. 952-946-6205. Steve is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Steve. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Matt. Okay, so with the apple thing, this year, this summer, I planted something that came from the U of M called a snow sweet.
Okay.
Now I have notoriously bad luck with trees, so we'll see how it goes.
How old is the snow sweet apple? How long's that been around?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
My wife is the research junkie in the house, and she just said, this is the one for us, and said, okay, I'll dig the hole. But you know, it turns out maybe I'll bring you some and you can compare to your vast knowledge on the subject.
Love apples, man. Thank you. I would appreciate it.
And the other thing is the Vikings have never, ever had a decent offensive line. Fran Tarkenton did not invent scrambling because he thought it would be fun.
It's a good point. Yeah. And Steve, thank you very much. And if you bring me apples, man, dang, I'd be all over that. So, no, he makes a good point. If you want proof that this team doesn't really give a rat's caboose about the product that they put on the field, that they only want to keep the Stooge fans happy, look at the drafts. The Vikings need offensive line help. The Vikings need secondary help. They've needed that for, 7 years? 8 years? And then 4 or 5 weeks before the draft, all of a sudden it's, did you see this one wide receiver? We don't need a wide receiver. We need that wide receiver. It's going to be, and I think it's part of it is that these idiots want them on their fantasy football team. I honestly do. I really do. And yet it's like, oh, well, another wide receiver. Now, Addison, it seems like a nice enough kid. He can catch the ball. You know, great. We need secondary help. We need offensive line help. Tell me a Super Bowl winning team that hasn't had an offensive line that's been able to give their quarterback time. And considering how many times Kirk Cousins wants to, you know, I guess have a roundtable debate with you know, focus groups on which receiver he's going to throw it to on every given damn play, I think you need to have a front line that's going to stop the rush. Now, that being said, when it comes down to it, it's like, oh, God, even though we got T.J. Hawkinson, there's this tight end we need to get. And so all of a sudden we don't get a lineman, we get another tight end. Or we don't need a wide receiver, we get another one of them. Fine. But that just tells me they don't care. They don't care. They just want to make it look like they're trying just hard enough. And then the second we get under any pressure, they fail. I mean, I think it's a chronic problem in this town, frankly. I think that this town, we have too many teams that basically just don't care about delivering championships. They only care about filling the stadium stands. The Wild are definitely that way. The Wild are freaking definitely that way. They could care less about the product on the ice. They care only about, you know, basically people doing selfies and social media posts. You know, it's a tragedy that team has not yet even gotten close to a Stanley Cup. Not even close. And, you know, Timberwolves, Twins, pound for pound. I mean, okay, minus the Lynx, and obviously the Lynx have been a good team here. But when you're talking about the sports that generally are the largest attractors of crowds, the Twins are we're a baseball town. Much to the chagrin of every hockey and football fan who keep insisting we're really a football town. No, we're not. We're a baseball town. And you got a baseball team who's got, what, three games? When do we play tonight? They're not playing tonight. It's going to be raining too hard.
Oh, they weren't scheduled to play anyway. Six games left in the season.
So they got three at home versus Oakland. They're at Colorado. That's how they finish it out. They could win all six of those games easily. And, you know, they easily could. They're going to go in the playoffs. They're going to have home field advantage. We'll have to see how it goes. But I'm tired of this whole idea of, I mean, so much people, it's to a point, I think it's tragic how much people wrap themselves in this stuff. And, you know, at the same time, you know, you're spending 8 hours, 9 hours at a football game on a Saturday or Sunday, or, you know, say 5 hours at the Gopher game, 6 hours at a Gopher game. And, you know, here it is fall. It's one of the prettiest times of the year. And most people, I mean, I was at the Arboretum yesterday. It was hardly anyone there. I mean, it was busy in some spots, but it was hardly anyone there because everyone was watching a football game. Don't mind me. I was able to park at the front and walk in. Didn't have to wait too long at anything. Was able to see everything I wanted to see. It was a good time. But may I suggest to a lot of other people out there, as you continue to wonder why there is such little gratification in this town when it comes to sports, maybe you should turn that off and try to find something else to do in your life, because those teams just don't care about you. They just don't. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So I'm going to partially talk the Democrats off the ledge after that Washington Post ABC poll, but I'm also going to basically call them out a little bit, but I'll get to that here in a second. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Patrick. It seems like all kids do during summer is drag dirt into the house. The good news? The kids are back in school. And fortunately, there is Zero Res. Zero Res is the healthy way to get your home feeling fresh and clean again. Even if your house doesn't look dirty, you need to call Zero Res to remove the dust, dander, and bacteria in your carpet from a summer of fun. Lucky for you, you can score big this month with great savings. Right now, you can get your entire home Zero Resified from Minnesota's ultimate carpet cleaner and get 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at just $149. It's also a perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month with $100 off your air duct cleaning. An air duct cleaning will help alleviate allergies and asthma. You will enjoy less dust, lower energy bills, and your home will stay cleaner longer. Schedule your appointment today at ZeroResMinnesota.com or by calling 952-ZERO-RES and asking for the AM 950 special. Zero Res.
Next Chapter Booksellers not only has a huge variety of books, but they also have many book clubs too. One is the Romance Book Club. Unite with fellow romance novel lovers as we delve into passionate tales of love, heartache, and happily ever afters. The Next Chapter Booksellers Romance Book Club meets once a month and recently enjoyed a lively discussion about Lisa K. Adams' The Romance Book Club, located off Snellian Grand in St. Paul. Find more about the Romance Book Club and other book clubs at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
The place for autumn fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this fall. Head over on Tuesday, September 26th for the Gut Buckets. Wednesday, September 27th, it's Colby Straka. And on Thursday, September 28th, it's the Ice Holes. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of eight or more are highly recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, autumn fun is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Showers and storms continue today with a high of 65. Then tonight, foggy conditions with a low of 59. Vinaigrette can add the perfect complement to your next home-cooked meal. Taste test their wide selection of oils and vinegars, and they'll bottle it for you right on the spot. Vinaigrette is located at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Check them out at vinaigrettemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. So I've had to deal as well with some panicking people on the left because they have been told, you need to panic. And so I'm panicking. And okay. Washington Post, ABC News poll. Biden struggling to gain approval from skeptical public with dissatisfaction growing over the handling of the economy. Biden, the former president, Trump appeared headed in a rematch. Although more than three in five Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents say they would prefer a nominee other than the president, but Biden's advisors have argued that he is the strongest Democrat for 2024, and those who wish someone else share no consensus who should be. ABC, 8% naming Vice President Harris, 8% named Bernie Sanders, 20% say they just prefer someone else. ABC Post post poll shows Biden trailing Trump by 10 percentage point at the early stage of the election cycle, although the sizable margin of Trump's lead in the survey is significantly at odds with other public polls that show the general election contest in a virtual dead heat. The difference between this poll and others, as well as the usual makeup, Trump's Biden's conclusions in the survey suggest it's probably an outlier. They themselves even did that. And as a matter of fact, I want to start before you start. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to make sure you understand something. I honestly believe Joe Biden's going to mop the floor with Trump. I honestly do. There's a lot of things that we have to, you know, put out there and make sure we understand about how this whole thing is going and understand that this is an outlier. And the reality is that we are indeed getting played to a point. If you go to the last paragraph of these polls, the Post ABC poll is conducted September 15th to 20th among random national sample of 1,006 U.S. adults. 75% reached on cell phones, 25% on landlines. Overall results have a margin of sampling area plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. These are horribly skewed polls for two reasons. One, 25% of the people are still using a landline? Wait, 25%. So you clearly are, considering that's no one under the age of 40, you are skewing, and frankly, I'm 55, and I'm one of the only people I know that has an actual landline in my house still. I'm serious. I think most people do not use their landlines and don't ever answer them. So the question is, so a quarter of your poll is the people that are actually have a landline and will answer it. That's going to skew horribly to the right because it's going to be all elderly people. That being said, you of the 75% who reached on cell phones, you're telling me how many people under the age of 40 see a number they don't identify with on their cell phone and say, well, I better answer this. My kids know it's me calling and they still don't answer the damn phone. Oh, Dad, hang up. I was hoping it would be a Washington Post ABC poll taker. No, that's not what's happening. That's not how it goes. So this poll traditionally has been skewed to the right.
As a matter of fact, they didn't list this in this poll, but in the past polls, they've said, oh, yeah, no, 60% of the people we talked to were either Republicans or leaned independents who leaned Republican, which is like, okay, then you're not doing a poll. You're basically doing an opinion piece. That being said, regardless, we just had a special election a week ago. And in New Hampshire, once again, that was a 13-point swing, actually. Ended up being a 13-point swing on that special election case. Falls into line with exactly what had happened post-Roe last year. Every special election, a 10 to 15-point swing towards the Democrats. Then comes Election Day last year. What happened? Red tsunami! Oh, well, we lost everything in Minnesota, and we barely won the U.S. House back? Oh, that's kind of bad. So, and then once again, every race we've seen so far, these special elections, once again, the Democrats are outperforming what the polling numbers say. Why? Because these polls skew old. They still have yet to figure out how to engage anyone under the age of 40 on a consistent basis. Go read about these polls. These polls are outliers at best. So I'm not too concerned about it. I will say that even they themselves say this seems like a real outlier. Still, I mean, at that point, you have to ask yourself the question, well, if you yourselves noticed that this was probably skewed and probably wrong, why did you release the poll? Which brings up the next point. There is a concerted effort to basically keep this election close through the entire election cycle. Now, let me first start off with Fox News and the other right-wing news outlets. As much as Republicans in this country like to scream, they're liberals on the other networks. Okay. At best, MSNBC is a Fox light on the left, a light. I mean, for God's sakes, yesterday on Fox News, they actually were arguing we should be able to force religion on people because the First Amendment doesn't say anything about not forcing people religion onto people. And I said, wait a second, actually it does. It does very clearly say freedom of religion and non-religion. So you cannot force religion on anyone. You just cannot do that. That is the entire point of the First Amendment in the freedom of religion clause. But yet, they make it seem like, well, because Jen Psaki is on MSNBC, it's the same thing. No. Fox News is a propaganda network. It is just a propaganda network. NBC does some propaganda, but they're still far more news than they are propaganda. So that's when I say that MSNBC is at best Fox News light. CNN is not, it's relatively neutral. But there is nothing on the left that compares with Fox News. And there sure as hell is not anything out there that compares with Newsmax or OAN or the litany of other far right news outlets who are not there to report news. They are only there to brainwash a certain segment of the population. They are so threatened by having an equivalent version of that when Air America came to light that they basically did everything in their power to kill Air America. I mean, for goodness sakes, we used to be part of the Air America network. When I got here back in 2010, we were kind of in the tail end of that. There were still one or two hosts. I think Rachel Maddow was still doing the night show at that point here when I first started. And all of a sudden, radio stations across the Midwest and across the country that were carrying Air America programming were being bought up and shut down. That simple. Wealthy people would walk into the radio station saying, tell me a number to put on this check. And they'd say, hey, give us this amount. And they'd take it. And either the next day, they'd switch it to the fifth or sixth sports talk network in that market, which made them no money. Or else they just shut the radio station down. It was a concern. It was a coordinated effort to do this. That was the kind of the point of it. They were so threatened by the idea that there would be a national network that would be basically unapologetically progressive. And we are one of the last stations still standing, thank God, to the ownership that we've had and have now. So it is kind of one of those things where you have to understand even when we've tried to have a progressive version of Fox News or Fox Radio or any of these things, the reality is they've come in and they just will buy up the stations because they are so abhorrent to the idea of people even hearing the differing point of view. I mean, they've, let's face it, we've talked about this before. Across most of rural America, what have they done? They've basically gotten rid of anything outside of NPR and a newscast on the top of the hour. And trust me, they've tried to get rid of that. As a matter of fact, I have a friend that works in another state, in rural part of the state, at the public radio station, and there was a petition that was dropped off of their station about 6 months ago or something like that, where they were demanding that the news be, you know, not air news at the top of the hour. And they said, well, we can't. We just, that's the feed. And they were so upset about it. Not because the news was left-leaning, but because it hadn't been filtered through a pro-right filter. So there's that problem, too, that there is a portion of this country that only gets a right-wing news venue. But then let's call out the rest of the media, because I'll tell you right now that if you're a fool, if you don't think that MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these news outlets, the LA Times, they all want this election to stay close, not because they favor one side or the other, but because a close election means a lot more campaign ads. It does. It does. And they want those campaign ad money. That is, I was in Iowa when they had the Iowa caucuses. Trust me, that every owner of a radio station in Iowa makes a freaking mint every 4 years. It's printing money. It is absolutely printing money. And these news outlets, they don't want, I mean, the last thing they want is, well, you know, Joe Biden's leading Trump by a mile. So all of a sudden, it's like, well, if you're going to say that, then we're not going to advertise. So what do they say? I mean, let's talk about how the news has been covered in the last 6 months in this country. The news, not Fox, not Newsmax, not all these. The news outlets, Star Tribune included, I'll throw them on in there. It's Donald Trump is facing all these charges, but hey, look, it's a cute little puppy. Donald Trump, cute little puppy. Or it's a, wow, Joe Biden sure delivered for America. He's going to die tomorrow. You know, that's kind of their narrative. That's how they're putting it out there. Tell me that that's not the narrative. I have to read and look at way too much news on any given freaking day. That is the narrative. That is how it's being presented. Joe Biden is actually one of the most productive presidents in the history of this country, and you would never know it watching mainstream news. Donald Trump is a piece of human frickin' trash who is guilty, tried to overthrow the government, and that's it. There he is. He's a human version of a crap sandwich. That's all. That's all it is. If we had legitimate news left in this country, this wouldn't be close. Republicans would be like, you know, they'd be already making the argument, you can vote for Joe Biden and still vote for a Republican senator. That would be their entire argument right now. It should also be mentioned that they've also, through Elon Musk, who's this big one of the biggest idiots I've ever seen in my entire life, desperately gone after the social media campaigns because they basically feel as if they can't win if the social media basically allows left-leaning progressive ideas to be out there. So they basically have taken out Twitter. Now, I don't know how much it's going to help because most of the people, especially in the age of 30, are Snapchat, Instagram, and, you know, maybe Blue Sky a little bit, but, you know, it shows you the amount of control. That is not a coincidence. Elon Musk taking out Twitter is part of this plan of controlling the narrative. And absolutely is. It is a absolute joke of a failure, but it should be mentioned that there's also another group of people to blame, and that is the Democrats. And I said it in the state and nationally. You guys need to go brag. Democrats like way too much, to basically sit there and, you know, we don't need to say anything. Everybody will see that we were right. No. the second after every Republican voted against the infrastructure bills on the federal level, all these bills on the local level, the second they did, they ran out to their districts and took credit for the ones they wanted to take credit for. And in the towns, in the areas they've created because of this right-wing media that we have in this country, they're not questioned. No one goes up to them and says, hey, wait a second, didn't you vote against those bills? Nope. As a matter of fact, they do quite the opposite. It's like, thank God you were there to vote against the bill that you built and basically delivered for our community. Every Republican is taking credit for bills they voted against because they know the Democrats won't go on out there and do it. And so in a vacuum, guess what happens? They get the credit. And they'll even sell you. I mean, Republican voters in rural areas, like, yeah, they voted to not pass this water treatment plant, but thank God the Republican got the water treatment plant built. And you'll look at them like, did you hear what you just said? It's like, no, I didn't. Because they specifically don't want to pay attention. They just want their narratives validated. This is what happens after 30 freaking years. 30 freaking years of narrative validation. So yeah, you needed to, the day after the legislative session ended, you needed to have Democrats in every county, in every district. You needed billboards. You needed radio interviews. You needed ads. You needed to be taking credit for it. And Joe Biden on the national level has done that at points, but it's not been enough because the Democrats like to sit there and act like they don't need to do this, that it's beneath them. For God's sakes, you've got 13 months just because this one poll comes on out. I don't care. Get off your damn asses and do your damn jobs. You've got a lot to brag about. It's no one's going to be against you if you take credit for it because they're sure taking credit for it. In a vacuum, evil wins. And you guys are sucking every bit of air out of the room because you just don't. We're going to take the high road and we're not going to brag. Get out there and freaking brag, man. What did you just do? You did enough. You did a buffet, an old country buffet where the bragging stuff here. Stop acting like you can't talk about that. Stop getting tied up in these stupid Democratic, or excuse me, stupid Republican arguments where they go on out there and start saying SROs are a big deal. Oh my God, SROs. They're going to keep doing this. They're going to keep throwing things out there. You guys need to learn how to stand up for yourselves and brag and freaking brag. You guys keep expecting the world to come and say, thank you, Democrats, and it's just not going to happen. Because before anyone gets the impression that, oh, wow, the Democrats helped us, the Republicans are inundating them with news, whether that's right-wing news or even mainstream news. They're limiting their social media accounts. They're putting out as much disinformation as possible. And the Republicans are taking credit for the bills that they voted against. You wonder why you don't get credit and things get worse and worse out in rural America. It's because of that. And you sure as hell are not going to go on out there and do what you should do and start buying up radio stations and build your own progressive radio network out there. You're not going to do that. So you might as well get out there and buy some billboards, get out there and talk in every freaking district and do whatever you need to freaking do to make sure everyone hears the Democrats, the DFL. They're the ones who delivered. Instead of waiting for a miracle to happen, because that happened in 2016. And guess what? We didn't get a miracle. We got a crap sandwich. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. And let me make sure when I come back, what is on the freaking table here, okay? We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Honored to tell you I've been broadcasting my Wall of Power Radio Hour show on AM 950 for over 9 years. We have had musicians that have played with Bob Dylan and Prince, local musicians, authors, comedians, CIA agents. My motto is cool people from all walks of life in all 50 states. It airs every Saturday night at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go. Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Next Chapter Booksellers is not just a bookstore, it's a hub for book clubs. Connect with like-minded readers in the Sci-Fi Fantasy Club, Manga Club, the brand new Romance Book Club, and more. A friendly bookseller from Next Chapter Booksellers will handle all the arrangements and lead a vibrant discussion. Plus, for the younger kids, there's First Chapter Storytime every Saturday. Share your own book club ideas and find out more at nextchapterbooksellers.com. That's Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffel, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. So I want to make sure you understand exactly where things are going right now, because if you sit on your asses and expect someone to basically fix this for you, you're wrong. Everyone who's listening to me needs to get out there and fight their asses off to make sure that Donald Trump does not win again and the Democrats win even more seats across the country. It is clear there is a certain percentage of the population, I'm going to guess 5% of the population, who is starting to become perfectly content with the idea of marching their neighbors into the town square and putting bullets in the back of their head because they were traitors, because they voted Democrat. And once again, this is what 40 years of brainwashing media gets you. Take a look at how they are at today. They're trying to kill every one of you. They're trying to take everything you've got. They want to murder you. Oh, they want to harvest your children's endochrome. It's beyond ludicrous. They're trying to steal your children and turn them gay. All of that is not on the tertiary right-wing networks. That's on Fox. That crap's on Fox. 5% of this population right now is ready to start rounding up their neighbors and pulling bullets in their head. Because you voted Democrat, and they're going to send a message. And all the rest of you people that voted Democrat, we're going to find those voter rolls. We're going to find out who you are. And you're not going to get anything. As a matter of fact, we're going to kick you out of the house, and I'm going to take your house because, yeah. And we're going to kick you out of the house, and we're going to make you work really hard. And you're not going to get any benefits or any good. Now, meanwhile, I'm going to keep all my benefits. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get extra benefits because, you know, I'm a Republican, and it makes me a good American, so henceforth the government should help me. But you're bad Americans, and you don't get any help. So we're going to make you go to forced work camps and go do that. And I'm going to have your house, and that's going to be great. And I'm dead serious. That is starting to become a tangible argument that is starting to float around in these extremist far-right circles. And the reason why is because no one's done their freaking job and actually shut this crap down. And one other thing, because Donald Trump is encouraging this. If they come after me, they're coming after you. It's cult leader 101. It's cult leader 101. If Donald Trump is elected again, that's the end of democracy in this country. He'll never give up power again. And there'll be an army of people. And heck, they'll actually staff the military with pro-coup military leaders. It's over. Democracy dies if Donald Trump. That's not an exaggeration. That's not a hyperbole. That's just a reality. If Donald Trump wins again, democracy will die. He almost killed democracy on January 6th. If he gets back in office, he'll do the job right this time. So if that is not the argument I hate to say, to get off your damn asses and start fighting, well, I don't know what is. But get off your damn asses and start fighting. Welcome to the party, pal. Hour 2, that's coming up next.
When we heal from our traumas.
When we face our fears.
Let go of our addictions.
When we relearn our values.
When we live our teachings.
Respecting our elders.
Cherishing and honoring our children.
When we honor and take care of our spirit.
There will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Whether you rent or own a home, we all likely have nightmare stories about home maintenance, or what I like to call home cringe moments. Join me, your host, Katie Shahan, for the Yarlow Home Cringe Show. See what home cringe-worthy stories we have for you each week as we talk with local home service pros. Learn best practices for winterizing your home or what to look for after a hailstorm. Listen.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.